Brothers and sisters, pray with me for an open heaven. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies. We praise you. We adore you. We love you, Heavenly Father. Father, I come to you and I ask that you would search my heart. And if there's anything unrighteous within me, then cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Forgive me of sins known and sins unknown. Now, Lord, I enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mighty God of Daniel, I come praying for an open heaven. I take my position and authority in the heavenlies, and I bind principalities and powers that would try to keep this church under a closed heaven. I bind principalities and powers that would try to keep my family, that would try to keep me under a closed heaven. I say, King of Glory, come in. Come in, King of Glory. Lord, open the windows of heaven. Open the heavens over every person in the sound of my voice, and rain on us an outpouring of your glory, of your goodness, of your mercies, of your love. Father, give us the faith to see the heavens open over us. Take us back to the book of Acts, when Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Like Stephen, can you say this out loud with me? I see heaven open. I see heaven open. The heavens are open over this church. The heavens are open over us corporately and individually. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I'm reminded of Mark chapter 8 and verses 18, where Jesus said, having eyes, don't you not see? Lord, you're saying that to us today. And I believe this tells me that you expect us to have open spiritual eyes to perceive the spiritual realities all around us. So I echo in faith the prayers of Elisha. Open your eyes, O God, to see the spiritual truth that there are more angelic armies with us than the enemy's armies against us. Lord, supernaturally, divinely, download that vision in our spirit. And I boldly declare that we are more than conquerors, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, and help me to see and discern things in the spiritual realm. Help us to see the things that's holding us back. Help us to see things that we've never seen before. Show and reveal to us things that we've never seen before. Help us to see what you want us to see. Let us see the hidden things. Let us see the truth. Let us see the traps and the plans of the enemy. We will not be ambushed by the enemy. Lord, give us boldness to speak the things that we have seen or will be seeing in the spiritual realm. This is for the edification of the church of God. This is for the edification of the body of Christ. Lord, we need Jacob's ladder to descend again from heaven to earth. Not just for one night, not just during these 40 days of prayer and fasting, but permanently. Lord, in the spiritual realm, Let us see angels coming and going without any demonic interferences. Let us see angels ascending and descending on assignment. Let us see angels ascending with our prayers to the throne room of grace. Let us see angels descending with answered prayers, with deliverance, healing, household salvation, signs and wonders, spiritual gifts. Father, you're moving, you're moving. Father, we thank you that our prayers are being attended to. Thank you, O God, for closing all doors of evil over my life. Thank you for closing all doors of evil over our church. Father, thank you for opening the windows of heaven in alignment with your will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks, praise, and glory. Amen and amen.